Good afternoon, sir. My name is Dr. Anderson. I'm the company's chief of medicine, and I'll be performing the final phase of your pre-employment screening. I see from your chart that you already have had a thorough exam by one of our staff doctors. And it looks like your lab results came back without any red flags. Very good. Overall, I would say that you're healthy and in good shape for someone your age. However, I will need to perform a few more tests just to make sure that you possess proper sexual functionality. Yes, sir. You heard me correctly. The company insists on a comprehensive medical examination, and that does include a check on your reproductive system. In a few moments, I will collect a sperm sample, but first I need to perform a preliminary inspection. If you could come and stand here, please. Yes, right here in front of me. Now drop your pants, please. Yes, sir. Drop your pants. I need to inspect your penis. I'm sorry, sir, but this is quite necessary. Penile inspection is mandatory. You want the company to hire you, correct? Okay, then. Just stand still for me. Keep your arms at your sides. I'm gonna undo your pants and pull them down, okay? Okay. Your penis appears to be normal. Your testicles, too. I will need to observe you achieve and maintain a full erection. Are you comfortable stimulating yourself manually while I observe? No, I understand. Many men your age are apprehensive about masturbating in front of a complete stranger. Would you like me to assist you in developing an erection? Yes, I am a medical professional, and I have no problem manipulating your penis so that it becomes hard. So don't worry. This is a purely scientific exercise. I should warn you that I will not be stimulating your penis with my hand. I found out that using my mouth is much more effective. Let's begin, shall we? Your erection is developing rather quickly. I can feel your penis rapidly engorging as I suck and lick it. I do believe your penis is almost fully erect. And you're maintaining a full erection with continued low-intensity stimulation. You are doing well, sir. I should be able to give you my recommendation if you can sustain my mouth sucking your penis for a few more minutes. So try and hold on a little bit longer. Is there something wrong, sir? Your body is tensing up and... I can definitely feel some sort of tremor. or when my tongue arcs up against the head of your penis like this, you're not about to ejaculate, are you? Mm. Oh my god. I didn't expect you to ejaculate so prematurely. And I certainly didn't expect you to ejaculate in my mouth. I wish you would warn me. If I'd known you were about to come, I would have taken the opportunity to collect a sperm sample. But instead, I accidentally swallowed it all. Do you have a history of premature ejaculation? That's too bad. But being a premature ejaculator won't necessarily disqualify you from getting hired by the company. Not unless you fail to achieve and maintain an erection long enough to engage in sexual intercourse. That is the next portion of the examination. I need to make sure that you don't also suffer from performance anxiety or erection loss when confronted with full sex. Before we can begin, I will need to suck your penis until it gets hard again. There is a time limit for achieving a secondary erection. If your penis doesn't get hard within the first 30 minutes of me sucking and licking it, then I will have to terminate the examination. Do you understand? Okay, let's try this again. Good. Your erection is coming back. A short refractory period is always a positive indicator. I think you're sufficiently erect. I'm gonna have you lay back on the exam table while I climb onto your lap and straddle you now. That's it. No, sir, we won't be using contraceptive. I can't authorize the use of a condom in this part of the inspection. Not with your condition. A latex barrier would deaden the sensation to your penis, which might cause artificially delayed ejaculation. I'm gonna have to insist on bareback sex. It wouldn't be a fair representation of your ability if you were to be spared the pleasure of my tight, sweet wetness gripping your penis. Yes, accidental pregnancy is a possibility, but that's a risk I'm willing to take for scientific accuracy. And besides, I'm gonna dismount before you have another orgasm. I plan to finish you off with my hand so I can collect sperm sample. But first, I'm gonna have sex with you. So try and relax as I lower myself onto your penis, okay? And I slide myself up and down on top of you. Mm. I can feel your penis. I feel so well. Let me undo my top. I just want you to like and suckle on my large breasts, okay? Yeah, it will help you stay hard, okay? That's right. Well, yeah, taste my huge breasts as I ride your red penis. Do you feel like you might ejaculate soon? Would it help if I kissed you? I can use my tongue if you think that will help. You seem to like it earlier when I wrap my tongue around the tip of your penis. Okay. What's happening, sir? You ejaculated inside of me. Oh my god. I can feel your penis spilling. Your semen inside me. Oh, it's chicken. And it feels so good. I can feel you fill me up with your semen. Oh god. That was unfortunate. You had another premature ejaculation. But don't worry. I think I'll still be able to approve your application. Your penis seems to function properly. Perhaps a little too well. Your performance was technically adequate. And I believe that with time, I can help elevate your premature ejaculation condition. You will need to come to my office a few times a day for at least 6 months for sexual sensation and arousal therapy. The only way to limit the frequency of your premature ejaculation episodes is to systematically expose your penis to increasing levels of direct sexual stimulation. Essentially, I want to train your penis to accept intense sexual pleasure without popping too early. And I will clear my schedule so I can personally administer your treatment as often as possible. I am confident that evening and weekend sessions will not be necessary in the long run, but for now you can expect me to make house calls daily. I also have a king-size bed all to myself at my house, and we can meet there for your sessions too, if you prefer. Now, since I've failed once again to retrieve an uncontaminated sperm sample, I'm afraid that I will need to assist you in achieving a third, and hopefully final, orgasm. I'll begin again by sucking you to a full erection, and I'll manually drain you into the specimen cup this time. But you must warn me when you feel an orgasm approaching. If you ejaculate in my mouth again, I will have to start all over. So shall we begin?